You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Chris Mack, Nick Ashew, in for the guys. You better, you bet. An hour to go. Power hour. It is, as it always is, in the last hour of this show. And we will get, of course, to some baseball bets as the show goes on. Maybe a couple home run props here or there. It's interesting, though. We talk so much, obviously, about, like, we know the NFL is king, right, in this country. Like, This is just how it is first. NFL is first. It's every month there's something new. The NBA has done something where they've tried to really, I mean, I guess you could say compete with the NFL in the sense where they want events every month. They like this player movement stuff. We're talking about Kevin Durant in a time where nobody would be talking about anything but Summer League. And listen, I bet on some Summer League, but you got to be very careful when you do it because you got to know the rosters that are there. Like, there's a lot of random dudes. The NHL, though, is ripe this offseason for look, there are certainly bets. There's certainly value at this point as they get ready for their draft and then their offseason starts. I know you've kind of been more, I'd say more immersed probably in the NHL than me. I've spent so much time covering the NFL and the NBA, really, that I feel like There's not enough that I could give out that would really be valuable. But I know you have really looked at this offseason and found some value in terms of just what can happen with the NHL over the next couple of weeks as we see their own version of player movement there.
Yeah, and I think the first thing to look at is try and match up who's got the cap space with who's right on the cusp of becoming a contender. You know, the Calgary Flames, granted, Johnny Gaudreau's a free agent. Can they bring him back? Not sure. But they've got nearly $27 million in cap space. That's a team on the come up that if they can keep Gaudreau around, all of a sudden you go back in and you check their odds and you start to feel pretty good when you look at Stanley Cup odds and you get to Calgary and you go, okay, I like the value there at 20-1 if they can keep Gaudreau in the fold because they've got that much cap space around. Now, the Avalanche have a ton of cap space as well, coming off a Stanley Cup victory, but they've also got a slew of free agents, big-name free agents who were vital to them making that cup run, including Nazem Kadri. So, you know, can they necessarily withstand all of that, even with a wealth of cap space available to them? And then you start to filter into the second level, and you look at a team like, well, the Penguins in my backyard, and you say, is the cup window still really open for a team that's aging like they are? And is there value necessarily in their number, which right now sits at 25-1? The only move they've made to this point is re-signing their backup goaltender, Casey DeSmith. Now, he had some very good numbers down the stretch, and if he doesn't get hurt in the first round against the Rangers, you could make a very good argument that they get past the Rangers and move on in this year's playoffs. But again, they're aging. They don't have as much cap space as those teams at the top of the list, but somewhere around $20 million now after the DeSmith signing. Can they afford to avoid the rebuild for another couple years, bring Chris Letang, bring Evgeny Malkin back in the fold, and roll the dice that they won't go out in the first round yet again? I think at 25-1, there's some decent value if you believe that, for example, Sidney Crosby is going to get one more good run at the cup before he goes out in probably the next half decade or so. But the teams I definitely would have an eye on, and definitely it has everything to do with cap space available, would be the Flames, and then again, the Avalanche and how they manage their cap space.
Yeah, the Avalanche, the favorite to win the Stanley Cup next year, plus 425 over at Bet Rivers. Toronto is the next closest at 9-1. So Colorado is a heavy, heavy favorite, and it is kind of funny, though, because Toronto, year after year after year, man, they're like the Lakers, where they get kind of thrown towards the top. You get those. I call them the tempting odds, right? Where you look at an organization and they may have talent, but they've got some sort of curse hanging, a dark cloud hanging over the organization, and they can't do it. The Lakers are one of those teams. And then I look at the Maple Leafs as, I mean, it's even worse because at least the Lakers won a title with LeBron recently. It's been utterly atrocious for the Toronto Maple Leafs, yet they've got the second best odds at 9-1 to win the Stanley Cup.
You know, it helps that they have the young talent at the top of the roster. You know, you've got the reigning Hart Trophy winner in Austin Matthews. Tavares is still there and still close to his prime. Marner, Riley, Nylander, all of them. They've got the talent there. It honestly feels like the Leafs are cursed, Nick. Like, they're never going to fully pay off on their potential. If they do, it's going to take Matthews kind of throwing things on his back. And I don't know if we're still in this day and age in an NHL where you can do that, where one guy can throw everything on his back. Look at the teams that have succeeded over the last couple of years. You look at the back-to-back cups for Tampa. You look at St. Louis a few years ago. Certainly the Caps had Ovechkin. Certainly the Penguins for their back-to-back titles had Crosby. But all of these teams, up to and including even the Avalanche, yes, even Cale Makar aside, were, I kind of feel like I'm beating the same drum as I was talking about the NBA offseason. They were teams. Yeah. There was no one guy throwing things on his back. Certainly you can make the argument that Igor Shesterkin carried the Rangers as far as he could as a one-man show at times, but they still had guys showing up. Mika Zibanejad having a huge couple of series. So it can't be a one-man band in the NHL, especially once you get to the Stanley Cup playoffs. And that's where I look at, for example, you mentioned the Leafs number at 9-1. That's still too short for me. I'm going to have to get a lot more value if I'm going to ride with Toronto.
That's the books tempting you. They're like, come on, this year is going to be different. It's going to. Why would the Toronto Maple Leafs be 9-1? It fits in just about anything. It's funny. You mentioned the Caps. I'm like, oh yeah, well, their window's closed a long time ago. It's unfortunate, but like, I recognize kind of where that organization is. If you were kind of looking down at some of these odds right now, if we look at Toronto's 9-1, Tampa as we head into the draft and free agency, 10-1 to go win essentially what, three of the last four is what it would be. Vegas back in there at 11-1. Is there any team like, like, I looked at the Denver Nuggets as a team. Like, if all things kind of fit, there's a long shot that's at least worth a little sprinkle. Like, do you have a sprinkle team right now in the NHL that you look at and say, you know, if all of the things kind of come together, there's value in that, just value in the price, just given where they are and what the talent level is?
Yeah, I got to come back around to the Calgary Flames because I thought they played the perfect kind of hockey in the postseason, even if they ended up falling to the rival Oilers in what was a fantastic
And they're 20-1, by the way, on Bet Rivers. So there's decent value at 20-1 if you like them sitting right now.
Very good value on Calgary at 20-1. Yeah, and especially if they can lure Johnny Gaudreau back. That's the key there. If Gaudreau comes back, if you believe that that's a realistic possibility, which again, because of their cap space, I believe it is, then that's definitely worth the sprinkle. And then I start to look at maybe a team that's already started to sort of maneuver for the offseason. The Kevin Fiala trade was a maneuver that the Minnesota Wild made that gets them a little bit more cap space. They're also at 20-1. If you believe that the Rangers weren't a fluke and weren't just Igor Shesterkin carrying them, they're certainly a team in the Eastern Conference also at 20-1 that you would jump on. And then conversely, like I said, if you believe that Sidney Crosby is still the best 200-foot player in the game, even if he doesn't have the speed that Connor McDavid or Nathan MacKinnon have, even if he doesn't quite have the handles that McDavid and or Austin Matthews have at this point, but that he's still that guy, that dude with the intangibles, then the Penguins at 25-1, if you believe they're going to keep things intact and take another kick at the can, look, I don't think they're still a Stanley Cup contender year after year after year, but I think it's hard to bet against them as long as Crosby's still there, as long as Letang's still at the top of his game, which I think he is, even at 35, and as long as you can still get 10 to 15, maybe 20 power play goals out of Evgeny Malkin.
Yeah.
Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and Branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You bring up something that's interesting because it does kind of work in all sports, though we don't see it as much. Teams will ignore it sometimes in the NBA, is the actual, like, a team, which is like, it feels like a lost concept in sports today, right? I mean, you don't have the same level, obviously, of player movement, and it's, the NHL is like its own beast. We get it. Like, hockey is what it is. It's a little bit of a niche sport, but obviously there's value there to bet on. Like, we get all that. I've covered hockey for a year. It's one of the most amazing sports to watch live, but it's a different league than what the NFL and the NBA are. That's the way that it is. But you still kind of have this concept that goes across sports where talent really isn't just enough. You do have to always keep in mind, especially when you're looking at teams, if you're looking at the futures market and who's got an opportunity to win whatever you're looking at for next year, you do also have to keep in mind that chemistry matters and there's no advanced stats. Everybody loves to throw out all these different advanced stats that we weren't using before, and that's what helps us build the team. Everything's money ball. It's not. You don't have any sort of numbers that will tell you what a player's personality is or chemistry is. And that's the type of thing to keep in mind too. We're talking about the Grizzlies and the Timberwolves and some of these young teams earlier that are built through the draft. You can look for that in the NHL as well. And it's certainly a little bit easier in the sense because you don't have as many player demands for trades like we're having going on with Kevin Durant right now.
Right. And it's, you know, you can even extend that, I think, to the NFL a bit. Yeah, we see Tom Brady go to Tampa and all of a sudden make the Buccaneers an instant contender. Sure. Okay. But how much longer can he carry that, especially as he gets older? Plus 750.
And by the way, that's unique not a ton because you're talking about the most important position in sports and quarterback. Like, that changes everything and when you have a quarterback in the NFL.
And arguably the best guy to ever play the position or to play the game, period. Yes. So plus 750, though, there's not a lot of value there in Tampa for bowl odds. Like, Green Bay at 10-1 is another one where I understand. I'm not trying to say the Packers are just Aaron Rodgers. I get it. There's other bits of talent around. I don't want to discount those. The Packers are a good team. But the Packers are built, especially when you start taking skill position pieces away, as we saw happen this offseason. And it does become just about Aaron Rodgers to a certain extent. And again, an aging quarterback, one of the best to ever do it, but you can't just build the Packers around that. And 10-1, is that necessarily good value for a team that it takes one shot to Aaron Rodgers, or again, take one piece away from the offensive line, take one skill position player away, and before you know it, those odds are doubling from 10 to 1 to 20 to 1.
It's like, yeah, in the NBA, if you lose one of your stars, it obviously hurts your chances of winning a title. You lose your quarterback in the NFL, that's it, which I really have, like, I'm fascinated to see what the Steelers look like this year, and I'm sure that's all you guys have talked about up there in Pittsburgh. But just to see what this team looks like without Ben Roethlisberger, and I get it, it was the ghost of the ghost of Ben Roethlisberger last year.
Right.
But you, I mean, I think last time I saw they were, what, plus 900, if I remember correctly, to win the division. Obviously, it depends on where you're shopping around in terms of Pittsburgh. But, like, you still have Mike Tomlin. If he can get the best out of whatever your quarterback situation is there, you still at least give them some semblance of a shot. But look at the expectations on the Steelers now versus in the past, when you at least, even if Ben Roethlisberger wasn't healthy or wasn't the Big Ben that we remember, you still had some sort of stability or unknown. There was a known quantity at quarterback.
Right.
And the minute that's gone, it changes everything for an organization.
What's interesting, though, is this will be one of those opportunities where, like you said, they were playing with the hollowed out husk of Ben Roethlisberger last year.
I'm sure you guys had all kinds of ways to describe him this past season.
The walking dead corpse of Ben Roethlisberger. There's plenty of colorful analogies we can draw to the fact that Roethlisberger really couldn't do much that he could do when he was at his peak. And they're at 7-1 now to win the AFC North, which I think is probably indicative of the fact that, look, Mitch Trubisky is not going to take the league by the throat and just drag the Lombardi Trophy into the Steelers' living room come February. But he's an 8 or 9 win quarterback. And when you've got the talent they have on defense, I saw PFF just listed their best offensive and defensive tandems around the league. They had TJ Watt and Cam Hayward listed as the best defensive tandem in the league. And they're not wrong. And then they've got Minkah Fitzpatrick on the back end. And then they add Levi Wallace at corner, which gives them a little bit more depth there. And they add Miles Jack at inside linebacker, who you hope can bounce back from a down year in Jacksonville. And before you know it, that's a pretty good – that should be a top-5 defense. And you've got a horse of a running back in Najee Harris, who only looks bigger, stronger, and faster at OTAs. It's OTAs. Take it for what it's worth. But looks like he's ready to carry the ball even more, shoulder even more of the load, coming off of a top-4 rushing season in the league and leading the league in touches. I mean, that in and of itself is enough to insulate you from – Mitch Trubisky is our quarterback until and if he falls on his face, and then we're probably going to go to an unproven rookie in Kenny Pickett. And you can still look
tiny
at
hands,
it
say, by the way. Remember, small hands.
Tiny hands, yes. I don't know how he holds a football with these.
Why
tiny
would
hands.
Kenny Pickett have small
why
hands? You got to do
would
like
Kenny Pickett not get a hand transplant? Let's ask the question. You really, and I'm not trying to be a naive Steelers fan here and wear my black and gold goggles, but you can see them getting to 8 or 9 wins and sneaking into a wild card spot if they just get the production out of their defense. Again, it's been close to 10 years in a row now where they've had 50 sacks or more, I think, that they're the only team in the league to continue to do that year after year. And Najee Harris has somehow cements his spot as a top-5 running back in the league, then Mitch Trubisky doesn't have to win them all that many games, and they can pull out 9, and they might be in there for a wild card spot.
Mike Tomlin makes all the difference. I mean, really, he is a coach that has shown he can maximize talent with players, and even if your quarterback position is complicated, you've got that defense, you've got a lot of other talent, he's going to look around at that roster and say, all right, we're going to run the ball a lot more, and we're probably going to count on our defense more, generate turnovers, whatever the case is, and that's going to help the Steelers. I will say this, though, I still love the Ravens over 9.5 wins. I think that team winning 8 games last time was a huge, huge difference. All right, baseball bets coming up next in Power Hour right here. You better you bet on BetQL.